It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We were studying last program about Elisha. And so we just stopped it where the Elisha was on the mountain with the 450 Baal gods prophet. They prayed and prayed and nothing happened. But Elisha, after they prayed and finished their praying and they wounded and weary and tired, he told to bring 12 stones representing each and every tribe of Israel. And he made the 12 stones, and then he made the altar, and there was a little ditch underneath, and he said, pour water. And he poured water 3 times. This is the first time anyone did this kind of thing. And he says, God told me to do this. So he did accordingly what God said. And then he prayed to God. And he says, God, you hear my prayer. And as soon as he prayed, the fire came from heaven, burned the meat, burned the altar and water and everything was dried up. So the people saw the miracle without touching hand, without bringing any fire, and all this wet and wetness and water was there. But God sent the fire from heaven, burned everything, and the offering was done. And so all these Israeli people bowing down and say, our God is great God and our God is a true God. Then Elijah said to his servant, take these people to the brook, and they were killed. All 450 Baal God's prophets were killed. Then Elijah said to his servant, could you go to the mountain and see towards the sea if there is anything you can see? He went one time, nothing. Second time, nothing. He went almost 6 times, and nothing he saw. So he said, I didn't see anything. He said, go one more time. And he said, I see the cloud like a palm of hand. Means one man's hand. That's the small size of cloud he saw. He said, that's good enough for me. He said, King, take your chariot, run. The rain is coming. And Ahab got his chariot and he ran. It means his chariot was going so fast. But the word of God says Elijah ran faster than the chariot. So see here, God heard Elijah's prayer. He killed 450 prophets of Baal God. Ahab, the king, could not say anything. And then he said, rain is coming. Ahab didn't say, where is the rain? He believed. This man of God just prayed and a fire came from heaven. So when he says the rain is coming, it will come. And he believed and he took his chariot and started running. Means chariot was going. Elijah ran faster than the chariot. Where he got the strength? Dear friends, our God is a miracle-working God. When you trust in Him, He gives you your legs, feet like a hind's feet. In the book of Habakkuk, it says, and the Word of God says, whoever preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, their feet will be beautiful. People come to me, I have foot problem, my feet are hurting, and they have some boils and some kind of disease and some kind of pain and this and that. I said to them, Start witnessing. Tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says, if you preach the gospel, your feet will be beautiful. How God made my feet beautiful, because I'm preaching the gospel. No scar, no sickness, no disease. I'm a healthy man. The point I'm making, God gave Elijah strength to run and mountain running. No calluses, no problem, no blood, no pain. And he ran faster than the chariot. But here comes the problem. God gave him so much strength and so much faith. But the enemy comes. When you're doing something good, the enemy will come to discourage you. Or your friend, or somebody will come and say, something bad is going to happen to you. Here the king goes and tells his wife, you know what? God gave us a rain, and all the false prophet of Baal God is killed. Who did it? Elijah did it. Okay. She said, tell the Elijah, I'm going to kill you. Because you kill my prophet, you'll be like them, and I'm going to kill you. When he heard that queen's voice, he ran for his life. He came under the tree and he sat there, what, tired. He slept there. Here comes the angel. He touched him and said, Elijah, get up and eat. He saw near his head the fresh food baked on the charcoal fire and water, fresh water. So he got a delicious food. And he ate. He doesn't say he thanked the angel or anything. But he ate and he went to bed again. Later on, angel comes. Touches him. Elijah, Elijah, get up and eat. And so he got his food. And he said, now you have to go for the long journey. Just eat. Elijah ate. And God gave him a strength with that food. He walked 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't have any hunger or any thirst. And he went to the mountain and stayed in that cave, that Horeb mountain. And then there the word of God came to him. God says, Elijah, what are you doing here? What Elijah said. He said, Lord, they kill all the prophets. I'm the only one alive. They're going to kill me. That's why I'm running for my life. But I don't want to live anymore. I'm not good enough. Kill me, take me. I don't need to live in this world. See what happens? God can use the man mightily. But some little bit problem comes. To you, somebody says, I'm going to kill you, or some kind of sickness, some kind of pain comes. Like a Job, he said, start cursing his day he was born. Or the John the Baptist, he preached, but when he was in prison, he said, Jesus, are you the one, or we should wait for somebody else? Do you know John the Baptist preached about him. He said, I didn't know anything about him. But God showed him, this is the one. And I have seen the Spirit of God coming on him. And I know this is the Son of God. And even then he said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He gave the good testimony about Jesus Christ. But when they kept him in the prison, and they were going to chop his neck, he said, go and ask Jesus, are you the one? Or we should wait for somebody. Why? Because he was studying, Messiah will come and deliver the people who are in the prison. But he didn't know that God was saying the people who are prisoned from Genesis to the all those saints should be delivered. That's not my subject. But Jesus Christ delivered them, took them to heaven. So the word of God is saying he came to deliver the people and heal the sick and raise the dead. But the John the Baptist was offended. Jesus Christ says, you know, John the Baptist is the greatest man ever lived who was born by woman. He's the greatest one. But there will be least man in the kingdom of God. He will be greater than the John the Baptist. But that is not my subject. I have proven to that subject many, many times. So point I'm making, we are greater than the John the Baptist. We are greater than the Elijah, because Elijah and the John the Baptist, they were washed by the blood of bulls and goats. We are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was called friend. Abraham was called a friend. And all the Old Testament people, they can be called friends. But we are called the bride of Christ. We are the children of God. We are the bride of Christ. We have much more closer relationship or intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say, if God could use Elijah, God could use John the Baptist, he can use you and me. They were disappointed when they had a problem. God says to Elijah, Elijah, come out. Stand on the mountain and let's see what happens. He thought God is going to come and talk to him. And he saw wind blowing, great wind blowing, and start breaking the mountains into pieces. And then little while he was looking for God. There was no God in the wind. Later on, the earthquake came and breaking the land and the mountains. And he saw, is there God there? But word of God said there was no God in there. Then came the fire. And he thought maybe God talked to Moses through the fire. So he was looking very carefully if there is a God there. And the word of God said there was no God in the fire. Then why God showed him all these things? Because God wanted to show Elijah. Elijah, you just spoke the word and I sent the fire from heaven. You forgot. I can send the wind and destroy the enemies. I can send the earthquake and destroy the enemies. Moses did it. When the people went against Moses, the earthquake came and swallowed the enemies. And the fire, many, many prophets, like we'll see Elijah and Elisha, they asked God to send the fire and destroy the enemies. So he said, you could just say word and things will happen. Why are you running from that one lady? He's trying to tell him, I am greater than the earthquake. I'm greater than the fire. I'm greater than the wind. Just trust me. He said, you have a job to do. Anoint two kings and find one prophet and hand over your ministry. Elijah comes and he sees the Elisha doing the plowing. And they were like 12 people doing the job. And he was the 12th one, and all the bulls, they were doing the work. And Elijah comes, gives him mantle on his shoulder and walked away. And they knew if somebody gives the mantle to you, that means they are calling you for the ministry. Elisha knew this is the call of God. And he wanted to follow him. But he said, you know what? Elijah, do me a favor. Let me go home. I'm in the farm now. Let me go home, kiss my father, kiss my mother goodbye. Then I'll follow you. He said, hey, listen. I have nothing to do with you. You do whatever you want to do. And Elijah walked away. But Elisha got the message. He took these bulls he was using for farming and cut them. Sacrificed them, took the yoke of those bulls and the wooden things and burn it and sacrifice and give the food to the rest of the people. And he walked after Elijah. See this man, farmer, young man, strong man, doing the plowing. It's a very hard work. But he left everything and followed the Elijah. Do you know one man came to Jesus and he says, Jesus, I want to go and bury my father. Then I come. What Jesus says, let the dead bury dead. You follow me. Somebody would say, why Jesus so cruel? This man's father is dead and he's not allowing him to go and bury him. Actually, what this man was saying, oh, my father, he may be in his 80 or 85 years old. Maybe give me 5-10 years and I'll take care of him. When he dies, I'll come. If his father was dead at that particular time, don't you think he will say, come and raise my father? But his father was not dead. But Jesus Christ says, let the dead bury dead. How the dead people can bury dead? People who are spiritually dead, their job will be burying people and doing other things. If you want to follow me, just follow me. You don't have to go and kiss goodbye. Just follow me. If you are a minor, then you need a mother and father's permission. These people were in their age, means they can make their own decision. When God calls you, and if you are in your 20s or 30s or 40s, you don't have to go to your mom or dad or your friend to ask, can I go and follow God? Everybody will discourage you. Listen to the voice of God. When God is calling you, just follow. That's what this Elisha did. And when he followed him, he served him. And then one day God told Elijah, I'm going to take you to heaven. So he told his story to many people. And Elisha heard it. Elisha said, you know what? I want the double portion of your ministry. Elijah said, you know what? You hard thing you ask. You will get it. But when you see me going up, that's the time I'll give my mantle to you and you will be doing the double portion of my ministry. And then Elijah said, you know what? I have to go to Bethel. He said, well, I will come with you, Bethel. He didn't want to leave him. He said, oh, I want to go to Jericho. I'll come to Jericho. I want to go to Jordan. I will come to Jordan. Everywhere Elijah went, this man, Elisha, went after him. And some of the prophet came and said, hey, Elisha, do you know Elisha is going to go in the whirlwind to heaven? Chariot of fire. He said, hey, don't tell me. Don't make me nervous. Don't talk. This happened a couple of times. Wherever he went, the prophet came and they told him. How this prophet came to know? Maybe God told everybody or maybe Elijah told everybody. But somehow many people came to know that God is going to take Elijah alive to heaven. And people wanted to see this glorious thing. Elisha said, I'm not going to leave you. They came to the Jordan River. Elijah took his mantle, hid it on the water. Water divided. They went across. And all of the 50 prophets, they were staying at the side. But Elijah and Elisha passed the river and went the other side of the river. And there they were walking too close by. Just like holding hands or together they were walking. And here comes the chariots of fire. Went between them and divided them. And Elijah was sitting in the chariot of fire and the whirlwind. And he went up. And while he was going, Elijah was crying, oh, Father, Elijah. And then he disappeared, but his clothes fell down. And then he took his clothes. Now he knew. Elijah said, if you see me going, then I'll give my mantle and you will have double portion. So he believed and he got it. But the enemy started giving discouragement. But he said, no, I'm going to go anywhere he goes. I'm not going to leave my master alone. And he served him. And he got the double portion. First of all, when he was to cross the river now, he took the same mantle, hit the water, water divided. He knew, hey, I got the double portion. And he came and met the all 50 prophets. Those 50 prophets are saying, you know what? Maybe God dropped him somewhere in the mountain. We're going to go and look for him. He said, don't go. He's already gone. But these 50 young men, they wanted to prove to Elijah is still alive somewhere. And that's why some people do not believe the plan of God. So he said, go ahead and look. They went and looked and looked and looked and got tired and came back. Said, we could not find any trace. He said, didn't I tell you not to go? The point I'm making, Elisha got the faith just like Elijah. But now, if you study the life of Elisha, he did great miracles, double the miracles than the Elijah. Then somebody say, who is greater? The people who do more miracles, are they greater than the who gave them the blessing? No, Jesus Christ says, you cannot be greater than the master. So who is our master? Jesus Christ. He is the greatest one. We cannot be greater than him. Without asking like Elisha, he said, I'm going to give you the power. Whatever the miracles I did, you do. And you will do greater. So we can do miracles in the name of Jesus, but we cannot be greater than Jesus. If you leave the name of Jesus, you will not be able to do anything. But the name of Jesus, you can move the mountains, you can heal the sick, you can raise the dead, you can do signs and wonders and miracles. And all the glory goes to Jesus. Time is almost gone. You want to study all these things, you can study the Elijah story starting from 1 Kings chapter 17 to 19 and the 2 Kings chapter 2 Elijah story finishes. But the Elijah story finishes, but Elisha story start from the 2 Kings to 2 Kings chapter 13, and the chapter 13 Elisha dies and somebody put somebody in his grave and that man came to life. So the point I'm making, Elijah did miracles, Elisha did miracle. But our Jesus Christ did combine great miracles than combine this prophet's miracle. Our God is a miracle working God. I am not saying, the word of God saying in James chapter 5, Elisha was the ordinary man. And he prayed and God stopped the rain, and he prayed and God gave him rain after 3.5 years. So the word of God says, if the Elijah did it, we can do it. And Jesus Christ says, go by faith. Freely given, freely give. And I'm inviting you. If you want to do the Lord's work, it's very simple. First thing, you have to give your heart to the Lord. God cannot use unsaved people. So let's pray. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me and use me for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed this prayer, God heard our prayer. Your name is written in heaven. You are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Now you are a holy man of God or holy woman of God. God, how did it happen? By the blood of Jesus Christ, he washed you and now you are righteous. When you're standing before God, God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, and He says you are righteous. Our righteous works are filthy rags, but the blood of Jesus Christ makes you righteous. Now, if you ask anything in the name of Jesus, He will do miracles. I'm going to pray for you. Call somebody or tell somebody, Pastor Peter is going to pray for you, and things are going to happen. Touch your body. Whatever the sickness and disease you have, you are tired of taking medicine, you are tired of going one town to another town, and you spend all the money and no results. Simply trust in Jesus Christ. Touch your body. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every listener or each and every person who is watching this program, touch that person, touch that baby, touch that mother, a father, a grandfather, or somebody's afflicted, or somebody is sick for many, many years. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Just call that number on the screen, or write to us. We'll be more than happy to help you in your future growth. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.